You're listening to 88.5 WFDD. For many people, Guy Raz has become the voice of curiosity. Every week on the TED Radio Hour, he interviews thinkers and creators about big ideas, inventions, problems, solutions. Now, he has a new podcast called How I Built This. WFDD's Bethany Chafin spoke with Raz about the show that looks at entrepreneurs and the stories behind iconic brands like Instagram, Clif Bar, Airbnb, and more.
You've said that all the stories in this new show, How I Built This, begin with someone seeing an opportunity and banging on someone's door to help seize that opportunity. I'm wondering, what was the opportunity you saw when you were thinking about making How I Built This?
You know, I was a news reporter most of my career, and I, you know, realized really at the core of what I do is telling stories. And so I began to do that with the TED Radio Hour when I created that show 4 years ago with my team, and we have been able to tell incredible stories from around the world about what it means to be human. And as we, you know, as we did that show, I've just been thinking over the past year and a half, really, that there's a moment, we're living in this moment, there's an opportunity to find out the stories behind these things that we interact with all the time. Because the chances are there might be some amazingly dramatic stories to tell, and in fact there were. And so that was the opportunity that I saw and sort of leaped at it and said, let's try this.
What are some of the traits you're finding that a lot of these entrepreneurs have in common?
Well, virtually all of them are hustlers. Now, I don't mean that in the pejorative way. I mean, they are, you know, they're figuring out little things and little ways to build something or to get the word out about the thing they're using. I mean, hustle is a hugely important trait. And I think the core of virtually everybody I've talked to, at their core, they are optimistic. They believe in the possibilities out there. And they really believe in the thing that they're doing. They, you know, even when people say this can't be done or, you know, this is impossible or it's not going to happen, or even in the face of crisis, they are optimistic and resilient. And those are absolutely crucially important qualities for any entrepreneur.
I'm wondering, is there a Guy Raz brand? And if so, what does that look like? Or maybe I should say, rather, what does it sound like?
You know, I'm always conflicted over this idea of human brands. I mean, Kim Kardashian, I guess, is sort of a brand of a, you know, or, but in what with what we do, I sort of think about just making great stuff. You know, I love talking to people. I love pulling stories out of people. I love finding the best in people. You know, I was a reporter for a long time, and I covered conflict and crisis. But now, at this point in my career, I'm really interested in what makes people tick and who are they when they are at their best? You know, who because all of us go through phases throughout our day and our week and our months and years that we're at our best and at our worst. But I want to know, who are you when you're at your best, and what can you teach the rest of us about who you are, and how can we learn from that? And that's really what I try to do. I try to leave people with a sense of optimism and possibility because we have a limited amount of time during the day. And when we have a limited amount of time, if you're going to give me any of your time, if you're going to give any of my shows your time, I want you to walk away from those shows feeling like there's something out there in the world for you. I really do. And it's not Pollyannish. I think that it's very real. But I think that we tend to, in the mass media, focus so much on negative things. And to me, there is a big space to think about positive things. And that's really what I try to do with my shows.
Well, I hear that you have a secret skill, and that skill is being able to identify awesome pop music. So I'm wondering, what song should we go out on?
I would say we should go out on Shawn Mendes' Stitches.
And why is that?
It's a great song. It's just a great pop song. He's like, I don't know, 17, 18-year-old kid. What an amazing pop singer. Just super talented, catchy songs. He's got it. He's got something. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You